For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Congrats to the Seaman Vikings for making it to state volleyball. Your hard work and dedication have paid off, and we're proud to cheer you on. Best of luck at state from the Pert Home Team, your guide in real estate. See listings and more info at perthometeam.com.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist, quality, safety, guaranteed.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Hey, this is Pastor Tim Collins from Capital City Church. We're proud to live and worship in North Topeka and to support the Seaman Vikings. Join us for worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. at Heritage Christian School.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent-free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
Transform your ride with Mad Viking Customs in Topeka. We specialize in protecting, customizing, and maintaining your vehicle to ensure it looks and performs at its best. From stunning custom wraps to top-notch protective coatings, vehicle maintenance, and more, our skilled team is here to bring your vision to life. Are you ready to elevate your vehicle style and functionality? If so, call 785-329-5091 to discuss your ideas and get started today. Your ride deserves the Mad Viking touch.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jacob Allen's back courtside here in Salina, the Tony's Pizza Event Center. 96.9 The Pulse, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Man, we've got MJ back in the studio helping us out here this evening. We got Seaman Viking Volleyball here on the air. 5A State Volleyball Tournament. The Vikes are trying to go back-to-back. Last year was their first ever state crown in volleyball, and they look poised to make a run once again this year. 2-0 in pool play, winning in straight sets already against DeSoto, 25-12 and 25-18. And then just a few minutes ago, it was 25-19, 25-23 over St. Thomas Aquinas, overcoming one of their only two losses of the year earlier this season. They now take on a Blue Valley Southwest team, and the Timberwolves, Buzz, are just a team that, once again, they've got height, they've got tenacity. They got swept, though, by St. Thomas Aquinas in their opening match of the day.
Yeah, this is not a team to take lightly. If you just kind of compare, you never want to get caught doing that. On paper, you look at this team, they're 32-5 on the season. St. Thomas Aquinas, 30-5. And Blue Valley Southwest, anytime you put somebody in the corner, they're going to fight, and that's where they're at right now. They have to get a win here to potentially have an opportunity to play tomorrow. So, yeah, it's a must-win situation for Southwest. They've got three girls over 6 foot tall, and then five girls, 5 foot 10 or taller on their roster. This is a tall team. This is, again, a team that Seaman is going to be undersized comparatively on the roster when you look at it. But it's all about what Coach Dowling talked to us about after that Aquinas match. It's all about the headiness of it. Can they see the floor? And they were seeing the floor super well against Aquinas.
Yeah, Vikings played a really smart
mental game in that last match against Aquinas. They didn't. A lot of times you'll see players just get up and they, you know, they swing as hard as they can, regardless of where the block's at. Lady Vikes did a really nice job of taking what they had. They didn't have to swing really hard. They placed the ball. They dumped it a few times. They ran some different things. They just were, it was a really smart effort. And it doesn't have to always be power.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, we got to take one more 1 minute timeout. We come back. First serve, Seaman and Southwest after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 96.9 The Pulse.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
At Cool View of Topeka, we specialize in advanced window film solutions for homes, businesses, and vehicles. Our products enhance energy efficiency, reduce glare, block harmful UV rays, and add privacy without sacrificing style. Whether you need solar, security, or decorative films, our expert team is here to help. Trust Cool View for top quality service installations that make a difference. Contact us today at 785-380-8703 and experience the benefits of a cooler, safer space. Cool View of Topeka, veteran owned and ready to serve you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And back here at Tony's Pizza Event Center, we're about to have first serve here between Seaman and Blue Valley Southwest. As Boz mentioned, Blue Valley coming in with a really good record, just like every team at the state tournament. This is the 1-4 matchup here in this pool. Topeka Seaman took care of the 8th seed, DeSoto, 25-12, 25-18. They took care of the 5th seed, St. Thomas Aquinas, 25-19, 25-23. And now it's the 1-4 matchup. With a win here for Seaman, they will move on to bracket play guaranteed. Is there still a chance they can make it even with a loss here? Yes. However, it would then go to a potential three-way tie between Southwest, Aquinas, and Topeka Seaman. What the tiebreaker is at that point, Boz, is the point differential in the set. No team or no match has gone three sets, so that one's out the window. It would be the differences in point, and there's a couple of these matches, some sets between Aquinas, sorry, just a moment ago, where they just completely dominated DeSoto, and so that point differential could come into play. So the Topeka Seaman Lady Vikings have got to just take care of business right here, right now.
Yeah, they're not thinking about any of that stuff. Coach Dowling said, we're not going to put our fate to chance. You know, we're going to go take care of business. We're going to win this pool. That way we know we're guaranteed.
Seaman will serve to begin this match as they have the first two matches as well as the higher seed here in this tournament. Kinsley Smith will get things started for the Lady Vikes, and as we've talked about all night long, she is the best serving percentage as well as has the team high now, 39 aces on the season for Smith. And what a good way to potentially start, but get your 40th right here, huh?
That's right, absolutely.
All right, Smith, here we go. There's the whistle on the first serve, and it's too strong, out of play, and it'll be a service error to begin this match. I'm just going to stop talking about serving percentages and stuff, because that's twice now that I've talked about Smith, and the jinx is real.
Just don't say anything.
All right, here we go. And a serve, and this is going to be an ace for Southwest as Willow Winiger, a 6'1" junior, pumps that one over the net off the hands of Seaman's Kinley Wilhelm and out of play. It's 2-0 quickly here for the Timberwolves.
Williger has a wicked jump serve. Tons of topspin. It clears the net and then just dives to the floor.
Another jump serve kept that time by Mills. Here's a set over to Megan, who puts it away. That's the way you like to see it start from the outside, hitting senior, the all-time kills leader in Seaman Viking volleyball history. Back will go to Maggie Molden to serve it up here for the Vikes. They're trailing 2-1 here in set number one. Serve taken by the libero, Deloney. Now a kill on the far sideline, right down the line. Taylor Stanley, a 6'2" junior. We talked about the size, Boz, for this Southwest team. Three girls over 6 foot and five over 5 foot 10.
Yeah, Taylor Stanley coming in at 6'2", a 6'2" junior,
for Blue Valley Southwest. Here's the libero with the serve. It's Kaylee Tingley. Here's a set by Shabbat, and oh man, just anytime you need a point, who are you going to go to? You're going to find 23, Megan Mills, who puts it away.
Yeah, Mills has been pretty unstoppable at her outside hitter position, and that time she hit it straight off the block. Taylor Stanley, we just mentioned her name, 6'2 junior. She can get up above the net quite a way, as Mills just said, that's okay, I'll hit it right off your hands. 3-2, the score with the Timberwolves ahead. Served by Havenstein, and a kill here by the Timberwolves. Gets the serve back. It's 4-2 Southwest here early on in set one. This is the fifth straight set, Boz, that Seaman has fallen behind at least 4-2 at this juncture. You know what they did the first four? Made a big comeback. They won. Here's Mills on an attack. That one's deflected at the net, kept alive. Now on the attack, near side, tipped over the net that time by Vaughn. Now Mills, this time, hits it into the double block. It comes back. Now Mills pushes it across, knocks over her own teammate. Hitting the deck was Haffenstein, but picked up in the back row there by Wilhelm. Outside, Mills puts it down, but picked up. What a great dig that time by Tingley. And over the net it goes, and put back down by Haffenstein. Harper Haffenstein for the Lady Vikings. Heady play right there. That was a long rally, and the point goes to the Vikes.
Yeah, great swing by Mills, and then Kayla Tingey for Southwest. She got a hand on it, popped it straight up, but they were in scramble mode at that point.
Here's Mills to serve into the back row. Set made by Shao. Outside it goes, and off the hands of Mills. It looked like it was maybe going to go out, but Stanley puts that one away, her second kill of the set so far.
Yeah, that might have gone out of bounds. Mills, just you get that motion with your arms, it's tough to pull that back.
Back to serve will be Hallie Vaughn for the Timberwolves. Another jump serve taken by Mills in the back row. Here's a set by Haffenstein outside. Ava Esser can't put it down. Dug up in the back row by Tingey. Now near side kill rejected by the Vikings. And how about Ava Esser also there up front? Addison Sibley for the Vikings.
Two blocks back to back. Shabbat got the first one. They set the other side, and Esser was right there. Two stuff blocks for the Lady Vikes.
4-5, the Vikings trail. Nice serve there by Wilhelm. Set comes near side, and Winiger tried to put it down, but she went, they're going to call a lift on her. She tried to push it down the sideline, and you'll see that sometimes. It looks like they kind of grab the ball and just throw it down the sideline. So point for the Vikes. We're tied at 4. Wilhelm with a cross-court serve. Miscommunication, but kept it alive. And, an opening on that back corner. Willow Winiger found it. And a diving effort there by Kinley Wilhelm, and she's slow to get up. You hope that the libero is okay for Seaman. Thankfully, a substitution here from Southwest, and so they're giving a little bit of time here. Coach Dowling is saying, I got an injured girl. Are you going to give me time to, you know, make sure she's okay? And the officials were asking, you want to take a timeout? And she said, no, it's 6-5 right now. But all eyes right now on Kinley Wilhelm.
Well, she was sprawled, completely laid out to get to that dig, and hit kind of hard on the ground. I couldn't tell. She's not really grabbing a knee or ankle or wrist or anything. Might have just got the wind knocked out of her.
So 6-5. Timberwolves with the lead. Serve comes near side and out of play, and Wilhelm watches that one sail out of bounds. That service error by Evelyn Ingenbohr ties us at 6. Shabbat will go back to serve here for the Lady Vikes as Allie Steiner checks in. Harper Haffenstein will go out. So it's Molden with Esser and Steiner on the front line right now for the Vikings. Good serve from Shabbat. Here's a tip over the net. Nice job there by Steiner to keep it alive. Sent over by Esser. Here come the Wolves. Middle kill attempt dug out by Shabbat. Nice back set that time. And Ava Esser can't put it down. Picked up on the attack again. Here come the Vikings. Another dig from the libero Tingey, and it goes out of play. But that's two kill attempts by the Vikings, and Tingey, man, she is a scrappy libero.
Great defensive specialist for Blue Valley Southwest. She's able to get those digs when you don't think they're going to.
Vikings first lead at 7-6, and how about an ace? Campbell, Shabbat,
She played amazing. And match number two, her coach acknowledged that, that she's playing out of her mind. And a great serve there gets her an ace, her 26th of the year. Another serve and nearly another ace, and it should be a lift, I thought, but keep it alive, tapped over. Now here come the Vikings, putting it down, Esser, but she, again, another defensive specialist there from Tingy. Nice dig. Over the net it goes, Shabbat, Wilhelm, nice back set. Here's Esser, this time goes down the line, picked up by the Wolves. On the attack now is Weniger, and kept alive momentarily by Mills, but hits the deck. It'll be a kill for Weniger. And we're locked in now at 8 apiece.
It's so hard when you're on the back row and the ball gets deflected off of the block. It just takes a split second to get your body moving the other direction. Mills almost had that dig.
Caitlin Schau, the setter, serves, and this one's an error. And I thought it was 8-8, but they still have 7 on the board for Southwest. So it's 9-7 as it stands right now. In to serve will be Kinsley Smith. Nice serve to the back row. Chow sets up middle. Weniger, triple block was there that time. Set back by Mills. Quick set over the net. Rejected by Molden. Now an attack. Deflection off of Mills, and it hits the bottom as Weniger gets another kill. It's now 9-8, Lady Vikes. The Wolves get the serve back. It's hard to tell. Some of those blocks, they get tipped. It wasn't a straight block, but the blockers kind of hang up there and they tip it back. You almost want that to go ahead. It's almost like a free ball. Service error here by Weniger, and it's now 10-8, Lady Vikes. Molden will come out as AC Thompson. And I wanted to say it the first match and also the second match. I'll say it here because she's an amazing server. She comes in a lot just for this. How about the name AC?
AC. Love it.
How about we get a few aces here from AC, huh?
All right, I'm with you.
10-8, Lady Vikes with the advantage by 2 in set 1. Final match of the day. First serve taken in the back row. Quick set into the middle and pushing it to the back corner was Sophia Ritchie. Yeah, smart play. The set wasn't there. Timing was off, so she just pushed it to the back corner and kind of caught the Lady Vikes by surprise. 10-9 now. Seaman with the one-point advantage. Back to serve, the libero, Kaylee Tingey for Southwest. Pass from Mills. Set from Shabbat. And Shabbat, kind of a set slightly behind Mills. She was a little off balance, and that kill was rejected back onto the Vikings side. It's tied at 10.
That was Evelyn Benabor for Southwest. A little single, just stuff block. That doesn't happen to Mills very often.
No. Tingey with another serve. Wilhelm, Shabbat, Mills finds the back corner.
Smart.
Just sees the court well. Coach gave her those roses as well and after that second match, saying he doesn't always have to be about power. Out goes Steiner, in to serve Harper Happenstein. Also in on the front row, Addison Sibley for the Vikings. Happenstein, deep serve taken in the back row. Tingey comes near side. Kill attempt dug out there nicely by Wilhelm. A lot of movement on the net. And they're going to say that, was it Mills? Megan Mills in the net?
Yeah, said she got in the net. It was a big swing. She caught it on the way down.
That net moved quite a bit.
Yeah.
Just couldn't tell who was in it because Southwest had some kids there as well. 11-10. Steven. No, 11-11. We're tied up. And there's a serve. Goes out of play. So a big point break there. Taylor Stanley.
That's 5 service errors by Blue Valley Southwest. And Coach Dowling, she talked about how important it is, your service game. And right now, Blue Valley Southwest just giving the Lady Vikes points.
Mills back to serve. Nice hard serve. Dug up in the back row. Schau sends it over. And finally popped over by Vaughn. On the attack. Here come the Vikes. Shabbat can't put it down. Schau sets it near side. Stanley into the corner. Nice job there by Wilhelm to dig it up. Now Mills from the back row. No. Picked up by Schau. Back sets it. Stanley pushes it to the deep corner. Picked up once again by Mills. And a nice job once again. Credit where it's due. Boz Campbell. Shabbat.
Yeah, good vision. She just dumped it into the open space, middle of the floor.
13-11.
Another serve coming from Megan Mills. Taken in the back row. It's tied at the net. Battle jousting at the net. And Sibley was jousting there with Shaw, the setter from Southwest. And Shaw wins that joust. Balls for a point. It's now 13-12, Lady Vikings.
That's so tough. Sibley was right there, the joust. Just who could push it harder? She just didn't quite have enough.
Back to serve now is Hallie Vaughn. Jump serve taken to the back row by Wilhelm. Here's a set by Havenstein over to Esser. Deflection out of bounds. A great attack there by Ava Esser from the outside.
Yeah, you know, Mills is a go-to. I mean, she's just the one they're going to go to with power, but it's really good combination when Esser's on there. When Mills is on the back row, Esser's very, very capable hitter.
14-12. Shaw back sets. Here's a nice dig in the back row by Mills. Brought back in by Kinley and sent across on the third hit. On the attack now. Stuck that in net by Shabbat. Keeping it alive here. Southwest pushing it deep corner. No deflection. What defensive effort. It all started with the diving Kinley Wilhelm keeping it alive, and then a stuff at the net by Shabbat and pushing it out of bounds was Southwest.
Yeah, the block was big for the Lady Vikes right there. Sent it right back. The great hustle by the libero from the Vikings.
Wilhelm with a good serve. This shot rejected at the net. Keeping it alive and throwing it across is Southwest. Here's an attack by Esser. She stuffed at the net by Ingeborg. Looked like it could have been a carry there by Winiger, but didn't call it. 15-13 now. Lady Wolves with the serve. It'll be Ingeborg who just got that block a second ago. Serve taken by Mills in the back row. Set by Havenstein, sent across by Molden. And here come the Timberwolves on the attack. Winiger goes change up, as I like to say, Bob. Sent over by Mills from the back row. Back row attack. This time is going to drop Hallie Vaughn from the back row off a deflection of Maggie Molden. Point for Southwest, and it's 15-14. Topeka Seaman.
That was a really nice back row attack from Blue Valley Southwest. Kind of caught Lady Vikes maybe a little by surprise. Molden was there, but it's so hard to block when the attack's coming from the back row.
Another serve here from Ingeborg. Wilhelm now pass over to Esser, and she stuck at the net. Good block there by Sophia Ritchie. And we've now been locked up, Boz, 15-15.
3-0 run by Southwest right now. The block has been causing some trouble for the Lady Vikings.
Ingeborg to serve again. Tied at 15. Wilhelm, Havenstein now. Esser puts it down. That time a middle attack from Ava.
Well, that's where they need to... You've seen it before tonight where... Seaman will mix things up a little bit. They went outside, 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 couple blocks in a row. That time they attacked from the middle and had success. They just need to mix that up a little bit.
I'll be right back.
Campbell Shabbat back to serve, 16-15. Vikings with the lead. Here's a quick set to the middle. Rejected, and it hits on the line. Give credit right there to the Steiner, or is that Molden? That's Maggie Molden on the front row for the Vikings as Sophia Ritchie tried to put it away. The Molden said, oh, nay. 17-15, Shabbat, another serve. Pass goes to Shaw. So set up back row attack again and kept alive momentarily, but that was a powerful punch coming from Hallie Vaughn from the back row.
Yeah, Hallie Vaughn, 5'11", can flat jump. And she is, if you could see this, when she takes off from the 10-foot line, such momentum, she's probably hitting the ball about 5 feet away from the net, and it's going straight down.
She will serve for Southwest. An attack here by Esser, and Ritchie is there in the middle. A 6'1" junior, for the Timberwolves. We're locked in now at 17-17. Shu will serve it again. Sent to the back corner, picked up there by Wilhelm. Here's a quick set. Wow, Ava Esser, she elevated that time, my friend.
Yeah, the back set that time to the opposite. Esser was able to get the kill, and that's what they just need to keep doing, just keep mixing those things up. In the serve for the Vikings will be Kinsley Smith. She's got Molden, as well as Esser and Steiner on the front row. Here's an attack, deflection at the net. How about you, Asa Esser? Gets a kill to get the stop. And the Vikings lead now 19-17. Which seems like both teams are not having really great success on their attacks. The blocking from both teams has been fantastic. Timeout, Austin Isham of Blue Valley Southwest. We'll take it with him back in 45 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from Giant Communications. For a limited time, get blazing fast, gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month for a gig of download and upload speed. Perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-362-9331 today or visit giantcomm.net for more details.
Every Qdoba catering order is full of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Order today.
The new Qdoba at 2031 Northwest Topeka Boulevard opens on November 4th. All proceeds that day will go to the Topeka Rescue Mission. Download the Qdoba app, order online, and breeze through our pickup line.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, a quick point for Southwest. Now on the attack, here come the Vikings. Megan Mills puts it down. Great rotation there. It all started with a great pass. And a phenomenal set from Shabbat, and Mills took all the leather off that ball. Yeah, Seaman has been, they were tied at 18. Now it's 2018 Seaman. They've got an opportunity if they can get a couple points here and just create a little bit of separation. Back to serve for the first time tonight. Actually, Caroline Beaton has not. This is her first action of state volleyball this year. Shabbat steps outside. Mills rejected at the net. Stanley was there. So was Richie for Southwest. Back in the libero for the Vikes. Kinley Wilhelm. Steiner back in as well as Molden goes out. Beaton goes out. 20-19, Topeka Seaman with the 1 point advantage. Tingy serves for Southwest. Set from Shabbat. She sends it right across, a nicely easy little dump there. Dump right back, and Shabbat once again tries to push the corner, but Southwest is there. Here's a kill attempt. Nice dig that time by Wilhelm. Here's an attack from Mills. No, rejected back. Shabbat will try it again, and Mills this time goes through the double block. You can block her once, Boz, but try doing it twice. It's not as easy. Pretty tough to do it two times in a row. Mills just swings so hard. That time the block was there. She hit it off the block. Goes down out of bounds. 21-19, Topeka Seaman with a two-point advantage here. Set number one. Back to serve, Harper Hafenstein. Jump serve to the back row. Chow sets near side. Stanley on the attack. Or check that, Hallie Vaughn. Through the double block attempt, Sibley over there for the Vikings as well as Shabbat. But it drops for a point. It's 21-20. Seaman. And then an ace. Off the top of the net. Stanley tickles the tape and drops right in front of a diving Megan Mills. Bobs were tied at 21. Stanley to serve again. Jump serve, taken in the back row by Smith. Now set near side. Here's Sibley, her first kill attempt of the night. And she was stuffed at the net. And just like that, it's 22-21. Timberwolves have fought their way back. And a little disjointed right now for the Lady Vikes. They got to buckle down here and get this point. Break serve. Stanley to serve once again. Sends it across the net. Popped in the air by Mills. Set by Havasai Mills. She says, let's go. Down the line from the middle position. Good side out. They needed that. Now Mills is serving. Good time for an ace right here. It would be great. 22-22. That was the first time the Vikings have been down since early in this match. Served by Mills, taken to the back row. Schau sets near side and going down to the back line and hitting just short of it for a point was Hallie Vaughn. Over the double block, and it drops right on that back line. Yeah, the Vikings were there. They got just a touch on it, but back row couldn't get to it. 23-22, Vaughn now will serve as the Timberwolves have a one-point lead. Wilhelm now outside Esser, and that's a kill. Off of the attempt of a dig that time by Tingey, but Ava Esser put some power behind that one. 23-all. Back to serve. Your libero, Kinley Wilhelm. Sends it across the net. Tingey passes it to Schau. Comes near side winger. And kept alive by Ava Esser. Here's a set. Right back to Esser. Finds the open gap. Wasn't a powerful swing, Boz. Real smart. She saw the block come and just tipped it over both of them. Found the open gap, and we're at set point now for the Vikes.
Yeah, the back row defenders, they are so deep because normally Esser swings away. That time she was smart, popped it right over the block.
Second timeout taken by Southwest. We'll take it with them. Seaman 24, Southwest 23. Back in 45 seconds here to Salina on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Trying to get this set right here. Southwest sends it back across. Here's Wilhelm setting up middle. Ava Esser puts it away. Great serve by Wilhelm. It was sent back by Southwest. And Ava Esser puts an exclamation point on a great set by her as the Seaman Lady Vikes found themselves down late in that set. But they come back to win 25-23 over Southwest. Boz will keep this here just here momentarily. As you saw Seaman find some struggles midway point of that latter part, I guess, of that set, but found a way to dig deep and get that win.
That was just a fantastic match. And I was going back through the score sheet here, and I think I'm correct in saying neither team ever got up by more than 2 points the entire set. We saw Seaman in the first two matches tonight, they got down by 3 or 4, then came back and had extended leads of 6, 7, 8 points. That was a battle from start to finish.
25-23, the final of set number one. We'll step aside for 90 seconds, a minute and a half, when we come back. Set number two, the Vikings try to punch their ticket for tomorrow here at the 5A State Volleyball Tournament in Salina here on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Units Portable Storage, we provide convenient and flexible storage solutions right to your door. Whether you're moving, renovating, or need extra space, our weather-resistant containers are perfect for your needs. We offer short and long-term rentals with easy delivery and pickup options. Store on-site or at our secure facility. For hassle-free portable storage, trust Units to make your life easier. Contact us today to reserve your unit or visit unitstorage.com.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
96.9's The Pulse is coverage of state volleyball here as we have a fan come up. Shout out Mr. Molden for coming up here. Mark Molden, and say one more.
One more
is what he just said.
That's all we got.
And, the Lady Vikes win 25-23 in set number one. Boz, they are a perfect now 5-0 in sets today. One more set here, and the Lady Vikes take this pool heading into tomorrow's bracket play. You know, I think if you're Lady Vikes right now, you got to feel like maybe that was Blue Valley Southwest. That was their best shot.
Yeah.
They gave it everything they had. Lady Vikes still come out on top. Can't let your guard down in this second set, but you got to feel pretty good, pretty confident if you're the Lady Vikes.
St. James Academy from the opposite side of the pool has already advanced to tomorrow with a perfect 3-0 mark. We'll dive into that in the post as we've got this one underway, and a nice job by Campbell Shabbat once again, just tapping it over the net, finding an opening, and they get the first point of this set, and I think that's the first time all day that Zima's jumped out 1-0.
Yeah, I tell you, if you're Southwest, Kaylee Tingey, she dove after that dump, got it, popped it back up, and her teammates were just kind of watching. A little frustration from Blue Valley Southwest.
Smith with a serve on the attack. Winnegar, and it's stuffed at the net. Maggie Molden and Megan Mills up there.
Blocking from Seaman tonight has been on point.
Yeah.
In every game. I wish I was better at stats because I could tell you what it was, but I just can't do it.
Smith with another good serve and going down the line, and double right there by Taylor Stanley as she goes too wide, and just like that, the Lady Vikes up 3-0 here in this set number two.
Maybe it's a good omen. They have not been in this position all night long. They got down early in every set.
Kinsley Smith service error here into the net. So it's 3-1. Southwest goes back to serve as it'll be junior Willow Winnegar. This is the gal, Boz, that has a real wicked serve, and this one goes out of bounds.
Now, it is a wicked serve. It's pretty cool to watch. I mean, she gets it so high, a lot of topspin. And if you've ever kind of really watched volleyball like that, when the ball gets across the net, it's like the bottom falls out. It just drops. It's really tough to get a good pass on those.
So service error on Winnegar. Maggie Molden back to serve here for Seaman. The Vikes lead 4-1. Molden, the approach, and sends it over the net. Set by Schau. Stanley goes across the court and out of play. We're checking that was Vaughn. But right now, Southwest looks out of sorts. And the calm, cool, collected faces of the Lady Vikes. They're up 5-1. Molden, another serve. This one going down the boundary. Set near side. Vaughn has to send it over on a free ball. Smith passes it over. And Steiner tried to put it away, but too strong. Out of play. Kind of a scramble mode right there by Seaman.
Those are tough. It was a free ball.
Yeah,
for the Lady Vikes. Those are ones you want to take advantage of, and it wasn't a bad play. Steiner just got a little wild on the attack and sent it out of bounds.
She got excited.
She was.
Another serve here by Southwest. Shabbat sets it outside. Mills can't put it away. But right there, Steiner. Oh! He just pushed it right across the net and looked like, from our vantage point, it hit the line. She thought so as well, but they call it out. So point four Southwest, and continuing to serve here is Kaylee Tingey, the libero.
That was a great idea from Allie Steiner. If that was 6 inches inside, it would have landed on the line.
Serve received, and now Shabbat sets it back to the middle, and that's Sibley who sends it across. Kill attempt dug up in the back row by Wilhelm, set outside. Here comes Mills and Maggie Mills. I think it came back and hit her.
Yeah.
Okay. So a block at the net hit Mills again and fell to the ground. It's 5-4. Topeka Seaman still with a 1-point lead right now. Kaylee Tingey, the libero, one of the only seniors that gets consistent playing time for Southwest. Back to serve. Very young Timberwolves team. Shabbat at the front, sets up Mills, can't put it away. Tingey's there, now setting up the middle, and putting it away is Evelyn Ingeborg. But we've got a conversation here. Oh, the volleyball.
Yeah.
They're trying to track down the volleyball. Still a kill for Ingeborg.
4-point run here for Southwest. Seaman was up 5-1.
So continuing to serve is libero Tingey. Taking the back row by Smith. Shabbat setting up Mills from the middle this time. She still can't put it down. Getting the touch of the net were the Wolves. And then down a little nice dig in the back row there by Shabbat. Sending it across quickly was Mills. Keeping it alive here are the Wolves. They try to set it to the near side. And Shabbat takes the free ball. Can't put it down. Here's Ingeborg. Tips it near side. It does not get over the net. That's four hits. And a scramble drill.
thereby the Topeka Seaman Lady Vikes, Boz.
You know, when I mentioned being out of system, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Both teams just scrambling. They're not able to execute what they want, just trying your best to get a good pass or a good set so you can get an attack.
Going out is Allie Steiner into the game to serve Harper Happenstein. 6-5, Lady Vikes with the lead here, set number two. Good serve over the net. Chow sets it backside. This is Taylor who puts it down for Southwest, and we're locked in at six.
Boy, that is really hard. Kinsley Smith back there for the Lady Vikes. She's on the sideline. The attack doesn't go cross-court. It comes straight down the line at you. No touch. It's ball's moving pretty quick.
Taylor Stanley now to serve after that kill. 6-6. Mills passes. Nice pass there to Happenstein. And Shabbat, that was too close to the net. Shabbat could not dig it out.
You know, the thing with this match, and it could be, I mean, it's 9:13 at night. This is the third match of the night, but Lady Vikes not as sharp execution-wise.
I mean, your legs get tired, I'm sure. But
oh, yeah.
7-6 Southwest, and into the net. Taylor Stanley gives the Vikings a much-needed break. Locked in at seven now, and Megan Mills goes back to serve. Sibley back into the game on the front row now for Seaman. Also Ava Esser and Campbell Shabbat. Also on the floor, Kinley Wilhelm. And Megan Mills, just long on the serve.
If there was instant replay and I was Coach Dowling, I'd probably challenge that.
Harper Happenstein also on the floor. That's the Vikings six right now. 8-7 Southwest with the lead by one. Serve taken in the back row by Wilhelm. Here's a set by Happenstein, and Shabbat cannot put it down. It's kept alive, and great diving effort there. They will drop for a kill for Shabbat. But once again, you talked about Kaylee Tingey earlier.
Boy, she's all over the place. Libero just really quick and diving all over the place. Tons of effort.
8-8, Wilhelm to serve for the Vikings. Set by Schau. Back row attack, and that one's too far outside the boundary. We've seen that a lot in set number one, where Hallie Vaughn would attack from the back row, and it was successful. This time, not so much. 9-8 now, another serve here from Wilhelm. Schau sets it up near side. Winiger, she's stuffed at the net by Molden. Kept alive here as it's sent across by Wilhelm, and now Shabbat! On the back line, Campbell Shabbat has got a vertical that has got to be in the 30s.
You know what's interesting? In the last set, Seaman didn't set to the right side a whole lot. And you're starting to see it a little bit. That time it was right side to Shabbat for the kill.
Wilhelm, another good serve. And then Ingeborg puts it away for Southwest. Finding the back corner. So it's 10-9, and you mentioned it for set one, a back-and-forth affair. That's pretty similar here.
Pretty similar.
Vikes to get up to a big 5-1 lead early in this set. You lead 10-9 right now. Ingeborg with a serve. Happenstein now. Ava Esser. Great quick set, and that's something that Coach Dowling really likes to do, is do quick offense.
Well, you're on the attack. You're the aggressor. That was a quick middle set. Esser, great timing, got up and just spike that straight down. Those are the ones you see in warm-up when everyone goes, woo-hoo. That's what that was.
Campbell Shabbat back to serve. It's 11-9. Lady Vikes with the lead. Winiger. Schau back to Winiger on the attack. Nice dig there by Wilhelm. Back row attack from Mills, who can't put it away. Taylor Stanley is there. Now back row attack once again. Nice dig in the back row by Shabbat. Kept alive by Wilhelm, and Mills will send it over on the third hit. Chow to Winiger. Cross court. That's off of Wilhelm and out of play. Great defensive prowess by the Vikings, but the Wolves get the point on the kill from Winiger. So 11-10. Lady Vikes clinging to a one-point lead. Caitlin Chow will go back to serve. Down the line, picked up by Mills. Set backward to Ava Esser, and man, what a back set that time.
That was fantastic. The pass
was close to the net. It was tight. Shabbat able to move underneath it and then save it. Not only, like, you would think it'd be easy just to set it in front of you, she backset it to Esser. Ava was ready for it, put it away, 12-10, Seaman. Now served by Kinsley Smith. On the attack now, and right at the net. Great job there by Allie Steiner. Kind of a free ball. She just simply just tapped it down ever so slightly. 13-10 now. Lady Vikes with the advantage. And a serve. It'll be an ace. Miscommunication on the back row for the Timberwolves, and Coach Isham needs to talk this over. 14-10, Lady Vikings with a 4-point lead. We're back after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist. Quality, safety, guaranteed.
Congrats to the Seaman Vikings for making it to state volleyball. Your hard work and dedication have paid off, and we're proud to cheer you on. Best of luck at state from the Pert Home Team, your guide in real estate. See listings and more info at perthometeam.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Salina, Tony's Pizza Event Center, 5A State Volleyball. Jacob Boz with you. MJ back at the studio. Good serve here by Smith on the attack. And the Wolves have stuffed at the net. Maggie Molden. Winokur went kapow, and Molden sent it. That's too weak.
It sent it right. And a lot of times you'll see that block go straight down. That block shot all the way across the court.
Smith with a nice low serve, barely over the net, and then stuffed at the net again as Richie tried to send it home. Stanley can't put it away. Picked up by Wilhelm. Set near side. Megan Mills cannot put it away. Schau keeps it alive for the Wolves. Now a back row attack dug up by Wilhelm. Shabbat outside. Here's Mills cross court. No, dug nicely by Tingey. And then a pass sent over the net. Kind of an errant shot there from the Wolves out of play. And the Vikings, another point. It's 16-10, and the Lady Vikes defense is unstoppable.
Yeah, 5-0 run for the Lady Vikes right now.
Smith, another serve. It's another ace.
Might see another timeout coming.
Miscommunication on the back row once again. It's now a 6-0 run. 17-10, Seaman.
Start to see a little frustration mounting on the Blue Valley Southwest team. Just making some mistakes right now, and it's starting to snowball.
Kinsley Smith, another great serve. Richie setting up near side. Stanley can't put it away. Nice touch there by Molden. Shabbat to Molden. Finds the back corner. She didn't swing that hard, Boz. It was the court vision from Maggie Molden, and it's now 18-10, Lady Vikes.
Yeah, it's just such a crazy thing. When it's going your way, you just keep going. Take advantage.
Smith continues to serve. It's a 7-0 run here for the Lady Vikings. Taken in the back row. Chow pops into the air. Taylor Stanley on the attack. Down the line, and that'll be the first point in a while for Southwest. They break serve. It's now 18-11, but a good run there by the Lady Vikings. 7-0 run. Led by Kinsley Smith serving it up. Now Winokur will serve. Dug in the back row. Set near side, and Mills can't put it away, but keeps it alive. Now a joust at the net. Molden keeps it alive. Shabbat sends it to the corner. Picked up there by Southwest, and an attack by Stanley, and it's off the arms of Smith and goes outside of the antenna for a kill for Southwest.
But all the way to the other side. Megan Mills, don't think she's not a super big competitor. She ran around the volleyball standard to go get him.
Here's a quick set in the middle. Maggie Molden! Campbell Shabbat with a quick set, and Molden buried that volleyball.
Yeah, that was a perfect timing, great jump, and the block was late. There was nobody there. She was able to just unload.
Caroline Beaton checks back in to serve here for the Lady Vikes. 19-12, Seaman with the lead. Low serve picked up in the back row. Now on the attack, it's Vaughn. Dug in the back row by Beaton, but it's out of play off her arm. So a kill there for Vaughn. And the Wolves side out.
For Blue Valley Southwest, Caitlin Schau, the setter,
yeah,
she is really good.
She hasn't really missed that one. She puts it right where it needs to be every time.
19-13, Lady Vikes with a six-point advantage here in set number two. Tingey with a serve to the back line. Oh, it was going out, and just miscommunication there as Kinsley Smith just couldn't make that decision quick enough, and it's off her hands. It's an ace for Tingey. Mike still with a five-point advantage. Tingey with another serve. Taken by Mills. Set by Shabbat outside to Mills. Can't put it away. Now down the line. My goodness. Look out below when Taylor Stanley takes flight. Megan Mills couldn't put it away. A little run here by the Wolves. 19-15 now. Yeah, Vikings need a side out. That's three in a row from the Southwest. Tingey with another serve. Mills to Shabbat. Back to Mills. Back set. Middle hit in the corner. Mills said, hey, Campbell. Volleyball, quarter pocket for a point.
So here's what's happening. Seaman had gone to their outside hitter three or four or five times in a row, and Blue Valley Southwest able to get the block up there. Well, that time they set Mills right down the middle, just mixed it up enough. Harper Happenstein with a service error into the net. Makes it 20-16 now. The advantage for the Lady Vikes. But with rotation purposes, Taylor Stanley is serving now. You don't have to worry about her up on the net. Here's Seaman. Back set. Mills puts it down. Great set there by Happenstein. Nice little back set to her. And Megan Mills puts it down from the middle.
Yes, even just changed it up enough to where now the blockers aren't sure, is it going outside or are they going to set middle to Mills? And that's where Simmons had really good luck.
Up by five, 21-16. Here's Mills with a serve, hard serve to the back row, dug up. Here's Shao Ingeborg, and she puts it down. You see that many times tonight when Ingeborg is hitting in the middle, she goes for that back corner.
Yep.
And Wilhelm unable to dig it up. It's 21-17. Hallie Vaughn will serve it up now for Southwest. Taken to the back row by Mills. Happenstein back set to Shabbat. Off the block and out of play. That's a kill for Campbell. And it's 22-17. Now Lady Vikes 3 points away from being perfect in pool play. Serve on the way from Wilhelm. Taken to the back row. Shao sets near side Wieniger and puts it down, but off the hand of Megan Mills. Her and Kinley Wilhelm talking about it because Wilhelm said, hey, I was right behind you. Let that through next time.
You know, from our vantage point, it's kind of cool because we're a little bit elevated and we can almost see what the hitter sees. The block was too slow. Maggie didn't quite get over there enough, and there was just a little window, a little alley right down the middle of those two blocks.
Ingeborg, after getting the kill, now serves. Happenstein taps it over to... Oh, somebody's in the net.
Yeah.
Yep, they'll call it on Southwest. As Richie was trying to dump it back across, and she clipped the top of the netting. And what looked to be like a scramble play, that Southwest probably is going to get that point. So the Vikes catch a break. It's 23-18. Campbell Shabbat back to serve. Jump serve to the back row. Chow just dumps it over.
Dirty.
No look. Nobody home for the Vikes in the short corner. And she just dumped it over her right shoulder as if to say, what's up?
Yeah, there's nobody in that short corner area. And she's just a really smart setter. Just popped it over her right shoulder. No look.
23-19. Chow will now serve. Mills pass near side and sent across by Esser. Chow, back set. Down the line and unable to dig it out. That time was Wilhelm. And talk about getting a little bit, what do you call it? Not out of rotation. Out of system.
System.
That's a sequence. Vikings were out of system right there. Lead is trimmed down to three. It's 23-20. Chow will serve it once again. Taken to the back row by Wilhelm. Here's Shabbat over to Molden. She's stuck at the net, but it falls on the side of Southwest. And Boz, we're at match point It's 24-20. One timeout remains for Southwest. I'm surprised he's not taking it right now. But back to serve will be Kinsley Smith for the Vikings, trying to cap off this perfect day. Popped in the air. Shaw sends it to the near side and able to bring it back in to send it over. Here's Mills trying to end this one. No, rejected at the net. Shabbat will set up Molden. Maggie, she can't put it away. Richie jousting at the net, kept alive and sent over by Southwest. Now sent right back by the Vikings. On the attack are the Wolves, dug in the back row by Wilhelm. Here comes Mills, who puts it away! And Seaman dominates in pool play, winning in straight sets. 25-12 against DeSoto. 25-18 in set number two. Against Aquinas, 25-19 in set one. 25-23 in set two. 25-23 against Southwest in set one. And right there, 25-20. Seaman, a perfect 6-0 on the day here in pool play. And they have guaranteed themselves a spot tomorrow in bracket play and the trip. The opportunity for a back-to-back state title is still alive.
Yeah, they played some really good volleyball, and I'm sure the coaches are going to get together tonight. They're going to talk about some things. There's definitely stuff that Lady Vikes can clean up, but when you look at the day as a whole, they played really good volleyball. They did a lot of good things, and I love when they kind of started mixing things up a little bit. You know, they kind of got a little predictable setting to the outside, so then they said, okay, well, you think you've got us figured out.
Yeah.
Now we're going to bring them back, and we're going to set the middle, and then we're going to set the opposite. I mean, they have all those pieces, and it's so tough. If you're playing against him and defensively, you start guessing.
We're going to have to step aside and get caught up on some of our breaks. We'll talk a lot about Seaman Lady Viking volleyball. We'll be joined once again by Coach Tatiana Dowling one final time for tonight. But the Lady Vikings are going to bracket play tomorrow to defend and attempt to go back-to-back as state champions here in Class 5A State Volleyball. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With over 23 years of experience, Luke Dillon Electric is your trusted partner for all your electrical needs. We specialize in residential and commercial services, ensuring safe and efficient solutions tailored to your requirements. Our dedicated team is committed to quality workmanship and customer satisfaction. Whether you need installations, repairs, or upgrades, we've got you covered. Contact us today at 785-851-0785 to schedule your service and experience the difference with Luke Dillon Electric.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthouse at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
Hey, this is Pastor Tim Collins from Capital City Church. We're proud to live and worship in North Topeka and to support the Seaman Vikings. Join us for worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. at Heritage Christian School.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Salina at Tony's Pizza Event Center, and what a day by the Seaman Lady Vikings as they come in as the top overall seed. They come in as number one in the state. They come in as the defending state champions in Class 5A, and they completely, again, there was tight matches. Some of the sets were very close, back and forth, no more so than what we just saw against Southwest, Blue Valley Southwest. However, they win every match in straight sets. They don't drop a set in this pool play. They have won this pool. They will be going up tomorrow into bracket play with already being coming out of pool number two will be St. James Academy and Wichita Cape and Mount Carmel as well. So those are the two winners from pool two. Here from pool one, it will be Seaman and Aquinas coming out of this pool as well. And Coach snuck up behind us, Bob. I didn't even know that. Did you run up here or something?
I was sprinting.
Joined again by Tatiana Dowling. And, Coach, you know, Boss and I were just talking about how that set was the most back-and-forth tight type of contest you had all day. What would it look like on the sideline?
You know, I think Blue Valley Southwest is such a good team all around. They have so many options, and they have a really good libero. So it was a little bit more difficult to match up with them, especially with a bigger block against Megan. But we had other people step up for us, which is what we needed to happen.
Yeah, you guys had multiple kids step into different roles. We were talking about Campbell Shabbat a lot from match number two. And this match, who stood out to you the most?
Well, I got to give Kinley a shout-out for playing through a little bit of an injury right there. That was definitely, like, all warrior on her part. But I think that Ava was huge for us that match. They couldn't stop her on the outside.
Yeah.
And then the ability for us to mix in our middles just a little bit was really, really big. So Maggie, too.
I think the ability for you guys to continually just kind of, Bob said it a couple times in the broadcast, of you saw the double block from our vantage point. You could see it develop from Southwest, and then you guys would hit out of the middle, and it would completely just throw everything off on the defensive side. What were you guys seeing on the side to make sure, okay, now we got to go middle?
Yeah, I think that just having their number 15 up on Megan on the outside, we needed to move Megan away from them, and the loop worked really well for us. It was a play that my coach taught me in college, and so I think that was really, really helpful, especially hitting it towards the right back. We needed to keep the ball away from their libero, so being able to swing sharp on a huge double block wasn't going to work for us because their libero's sitting sharp, so we needed to run something to where we could take it back towards right back.
So we got tomorrow kind of already mapped out a little bit with St. James Academy and Cape and Mount Carmel coming out of the other pool, and obviously Topeka Seaman on this side with Aquinas. Just tell me about what the expectations are for your girls as you get a nice night of rest, try and, I don't know, get your energy back and your legs back underneath you before you come back out tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we got some pizza coming to the hotel, so we got to refuel. But after that, we just need to rest. We're going to watch some film in the morning. We'll get here. We'll watch 6A. But really, we're just going to continue with our motto. We've said every single game, we're going to take it one point at a time. We're not trying to repeat state right on the first point tomorrow.
Sure.
So, you know, that'll come hopefully later
as
we keep going. But one point at a time, and hopefully we'll come out with some wins.
I love that. And, you know, the big thing for tomorrow, obviously, for your squad is that cloud over you right now. Is, okay, target on the back, defending state title or state champions. How you been holding those emotions for the kids as this is getting closer and closer to that moment?
Yeah, I think that, honestly, our leadership does a great job of that. They stay grounded. And the biggest thing is that we're having fun.
Yeah.
And so as you have fun, you lose all that pressure because you're out there having a good time. You're working hard. And our goal is to outwork and have a great time, and I think we're doing that, and that's what will take us home.
You guys are outworking everybody. You guys look to be having the most fun. I haven't seen one time, Bob, maybe you have, one time where I've seen a lady bike just kind of look like angry or frustrated about something.
No, we even talked about that a little bit. You had mentioned, you know, your team doesn't, they don't get rattled. Even when that first set, that nobody led by more than 2 points the entire set. And there was a couple times where you could, like, not that they were ever frustrated, but they didn't show it, no emotion, like, next point. And that's fantastic to see, obviously, from a coach's perspective.
Heck yeah. Yeah. We tell them, play with confidence all the time. You're up here for a reason. We believe in you. We trust you. That's why you're out there. Your teammates trust you. And you guys are very good. I tell them all day long, I'm like, I'm glad you're my team. I don't want anybody else.
Yeah, yeah. And the communication, I just want to hit on that before we let you get, but the communication that we consistently see, especially on the back row, whether it's Wilhelm and Mills talking about who's taking this, who's taking that. I saw it probably 3 or 4 different times. The minute a kill would happen for Southwest, see those girls talking and chirping. I mean, where does that come from? I mean, that's got to be hours in the gym, hours of you just getting on them and getting them ready to go, but where does that come from?
Yeah, lots of running. No, I'm just kidding. they do spend a lot of time in the gym. We hit the gym in June, and they're in it all summer with me, and they come every day early in the morning. And I think that that's huge for our program and our momentum going into the school year, because then we're already a month and a half ahead.
Sure.
And as we continue on through tryouts, those things just continue to grow. And as you play tough teams during season, we're huge believers in playing a tough schedule if we can, because we want to see that competition so that we're ready and we're not shell-shocked when we get here.
Well, the stage is yours tomorrow, Coach. Good luck to you, and let's go get back-to-back.
Let's do it.
All right. Thanks so much, Coach Tatiana Dowling, joining us after every single match today and just giving us great insight immediately following these matches. Seaman goes 6-0 today, Boz, and, you know, a couple, again, sets that were tight. But you never saw this Viking team rattled. You saw them focused and ready to go.
Yeah, sometimes in really competitive situations, again, we got to remember these are teenagers.
Sure.
And emotions and all the different ups and downs that they can have. But even during the second set, Seaman went on a 7-0 run at one point. They jumped out early. Southwest caught them back up, and then a 7-0 run. And then Blue Valley came right back with a 4-0 run. So it was never like it was out of reach, but you never saw them crack.
Yeah.
You know, they're super confident bunch, and, you know, like Coach Dowling said, I mean, when you're having fun and things are going your way, and, you know, there's no reason to be,
yeah,
you know, feel any pressure in that. It's just we're having fun and we're doing what we need to do, and you win a bunch of games in a day, it's a good day.
Take on again. Tomorrow's setup is set. They don't have the actual brackets finalized. If I was taking a stab at it, Boz, we'll be seeing Topeka Seaman taking on Cape and Mount Carmel tomorrow in the opening round, or opening semifinal round, tomorrow at 1:00 is what I would guess is the way it looks right now. And this is a team that looks very poised to go back to back and not let this moment get too big.
Yeah, no, I think they are very confident right now.
All right, that's going to do it for us. MJ, back in the studio, thank you so much for your amazing work throughout the afternoon and evening today. We want to thank you, the listener. For Boz, I'm Jake. Thank you so much for tuning in to the 96.9 FM, the Pulse's first ever coverage of a state high school tournament here in Kansas. We're thankful to our sponsors for making this possible that you've been hearing throughout the broadcast. We'll do it all again tomorrow. 1:00 is the scheduled start time for semifinal action here in Class 5A State Volleyball. The Topeka Seaman Lady Vikings look to repeat as champions. That'll all get started tomorrow at 1:00 here on 96.9 The Pulse. Thanks so much for listening. Good night, everybody.